Hey everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 21st of March. So today the Moon enters Gibbous Moon phase. Venus also makes a parallel to Saturn. The Moon void of core starts at 9:57 a.m. Venus makes a contra parallel to Chiron. The Moon enters the constellation of Leo at 7:57 p.m. The Sun makes a sextile to Pluto, and Venus makes a conjunction to Saturn. Just remember, all of these daily scopes and weekly scopes are based on Vedic constellational astrology, and all times are in GMT. So yeah, the Gibbous Moon supports us in analysing and growing ourselves and making progress towards our goals, but we just have to watch out for being critical. The Moon in Leo supports our self-expression, creativity and confidence, but we just have to watch out for seeking too much external validation and being egotistical, getting in the way and not letting other people say their opinions or gain the praise that others are giving to them as well. So use this time and energy of the Moon in Leo to inspire others and be confident, but remember to keep your ego in check and maintain the balance between confidence and being humble and serving yourself and serving others as well. A great energy to just refine your strategies and make the necessary changes in your life when the Moon's in its Gibbous phase over the next 3 to 5 days. Venus's parallel to Saturn allows us to be loyal and responsible, especially in relationships. So it's good to focus on communication issues, date nights, also financial planning as well, good energy for that. And negatively, it can add to us being sort of reckless with our money. We can feel sort of like restricted in relationships as well. We can feel like lonely or separated, so we just need to make sure we keep our communication open in all our relationships, especially our intimate ones. Finances may cause problems in relationships. Someone may overspend, or it may just be a build up of ongoing issues with money worries and stuff. So this energy just puts to our attention that we just need to try and make a plan. We may not be able to get out of debt straight away. We may have to compromise and go without things that we, you know, are luxuries for a while, but if you make a plan and stick to it, and also try and forgive as well. I know it can be hard if, you know, you're the one whose partner spent all the money and stuff without telling you. Of course, you have to deal with it in the ways that you see fit, and honesty and loyalty above anything, but just try and ask them why they did it, get help if it's an ongoing issue. Then of course you may have to think about not restricting finances, but you may have to think about what you're going to do in terms of, are you going to continue to share joint finances and stuff. So just take this energy to rebuild trust, deepen emotional connections, be honest, work towards long-term goals, assess and restructure your financial plans. So even if you're not in a couple, if you're single or whatever, you know, make a plan for saving or creating a new business, or just investing in your own sort of like personal spiritual development as well. It encourages us to seek stability within ourselves, find inner peace, and just embrace accountability for your own personal growth right now. But as I said, Venus's parallel to Saturn can make us just feel emotionally distant and cold right now, as it can bring up past wounds in relationships as well, especially when it comes to self-worth and validation as well. With the Moon in Leo, you know, it may be more potent for some of you. So just explore any limiting beliefs or behavior patterns that are holding you back. Venus's contra parallel to Chiron helps us to sort of like hold the space for ourselves and others to process our emotions and heal. It gives us the self-compassion, but we may feel inadequate and have self-doubt because of this energy as well, because it can bring up unresolved emotions that can lead to feelings of vulnerability. So, you know, to counteract this, just try and be open-minded with yourself and others. Give yourself the time and space to be open and to transform yourselves as well. The sun sets down to Pluto, gives us increased willpower and determination. Whereas the sun rules Leo, you know, we can be extremely more egotistical today on the negative end, but positively, it helps us to overcome challenging situations with more courage. It increases our ability to connect with ourselves and others on deeper levels and kind of create more stronger and meaningful relationships. But again, this also stirs up intense emotions because it wants us to confront the aspects of ourselves or our relationships that need healing. So that's the positives of today's energies. They want us to face our fears and insecurities that are holding us back and face those uncomfortable truths. And because Pluto's involved in the sextile, there can be, you know, power struggles in relationships and conflicts adding to them already tense enough. Talk about the list of arguments. This can bring jealousy, obsessions and lies, so just what, and manipulation as well, so just watch out for that. The best use of the sun sextile to Pluto is just use this energy to explore your deepest desires, motivations and fears, and being honest, you know, what ways do you need pleasure? Are your needs, pleasure needs being met? Because Pluto rules our repressions, psychological and sexual repressions as well. So it's good to work out sensual and sexual problems within ourselves and our relationships as well, and deepening the connection with our sort of like higher self, and just being open and honest to healing. So as well as being parallel, which just means that Venus and Saturn are just an opposite sides of the equator. Venus and Saturn are also conjunct as well, so this just allows us to, you know, be accountable and to deeply work on ourselves emotionally, having patience and committing to the lifelong work of healing yourself and understanding yourself can be is immensely rewarding in the long run. From personal experience, it allows you to be open to the sense of something higher than humanity, helps you to look at things in a more mature way and more openly, and be willing to work on your weaknesses and accept the shadow and accept where you are in your life, knowing that only because you're here today doesn't mean in a year's time you can't be in 100% better position. So it just gives us that power to overcome our obstacles. Content creators can talk about how we can overcome past shame and guilt and experiences where we have sort of like experienced rejection, heartbreak, setbacks, talking about how we can bring more practicality into our romantic expression and into our lives, how we can take more accountability for our actions, how we can work on daily small steps to reach long-term goals, and how sometimes just breaking down the big goals into the small sort of like goals can help us achieve them, how we can build more inner strength, how we can embrace change, and it's talking about how we can sort of like set realistic goals in our love and career goals and relationships, and how we can find the right balance between being independent and interdependent instead of falling into codependency. So yeah, that was the daily scope for the 21st of March.